From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. After weeks of fierce fighting, pro-Russian separatists have taken control of embattled Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine as Kiev's forces retreated. The rebels hoisted their flag Wednesday in triumph over the strategic rail hub that links the separatist strongholds of Luhansk and Donetsk. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko ordered Kiev's troops to leave Debaltseve after rebels reported taking hundreds of government forces captive and left its remaining fighters short of food and water. He said 80% of several thousand Ukrainian troops had left the city, with others to follow. Mr. Poroshenko said the withdrawal laid shame on Russia for its support of the separatists. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency session Wednesday on the crisis of Libya, a country that has struggled for political stability while militia groups and an internationally backed government battle for power and territory. The government and neighboring Egypt directed its attention on the situation this week after Islamic State militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Hassan Shoukry Salim told reporters Tuesday in New York,
"The legitimate government is in dire need of support, whether politically or militarily, in the provision of equipment that have been restricted by the Security Council so that it can undertake its responsibility to defend the Libyan people and the third nationals on Libyan territory."
He also said a political settlement in Libya will not eradicate militant ideology. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver the keynote address Wednesday at a summit in Washington on combating and preventing violent extremism. The summit comes as the United States and its allies are struggling with the rapid, bloody rise of the extremist group Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and recent terrorist attacks in Australia, Canada, France, and Denmark. The Obama administration has been careful not to put the focus of this week's summit solely on Islamic extremism, but on all forms of extremism, a strategy that has drawn criticism from conservative Republicans. The number of Afghan civilians killed by conflict-related violence rose by 25% last year to the highest level since at least 2009, this according to a new United Nations report released Wednesday. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan said the fighting killed 3,699 civilians and injured 6,849 others. The report attributed the jump to an increase in ground fighting, along with the use of mortars, rockets, and grenades in populated areas. Another factor was the withdrawal of international combat troops, who turned over full responsibility for Afghanistan's security to the country's security forces in 2014. The head of Nigerian militant group Boko Haram has threatened to disrupt the country's elections, which were already postponed until next month because of violence. In a new video posted online late Tuesday, Boko Haram chief Abu Bakr Shekau said that even if clashes cost his fighters their lives, Allah will not allow the elections to proceed. The militant group has repeatedly warned Nigerians not to vote in the presidential and parliamentary elections, now set for March 28th. The polls were originally scheduled for February 14th, but election officials decided to push back the vote. Myanmar and Kokang rebels are trading accusations over an attack on a Red Cross convoy one day after the government declared a state of emergency in the northern region. The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, released a statement Wednesday accusing Kokang rebels of Tuesday's attack on the Red Cross convoy, which wounded two people. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader has called on the city's residents, who staged mass pro-democracy protests last year, to be more like sheep in 2015. Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying made the comments Wednesday in an address to mark the Year of the Sheep. Sheep are widely seen to be mild and gentle animals, living peacefully in groups, said Leung. I'm Bob Doty in
That's
Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.